Julie Thompson, Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth is January 19th, 1985. This is her date of service, 1-16-2023. Mrs. Thompson is a 37-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of her thyroid function studies. She also has a history of several autoimmune diseases, including rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, ankylosing spondylosis, vertigo, herniated disc, and asthma. The patient also had a hysterectomy at the age of 36. She reports symptoms of fatigue, dry skin, constipation, occasional palpitations, and hair thinning. She has some compressive symptoms at the thyroid and sometimes has difficulty swallowing. She had a thyroid ultrasound done in November 23rd, 2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the left measuring 1.9 by 1.2 centimeters. FNA biopsy showed benign pathology. She also recently had a right chest port placed and is followed by Dr. Ahmed at the Cancer Center due to immunoglobulin deficiency and lupus, for which she is getting once a month infusions for this. Plan number one, for her multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound done on November 23rd, 2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the left measuring 1.9 by 1.2 centimeters. She had an FNA biopsy of this, and the results were benign and consistent with adenomatous nodular tissue. The patient will be due for a follow-up thyroid ultrasound in May of 2023. Next number, we will evaluate the patient's thyroid function studies. Her previous TSH was low at 0.170. The patient states that her free T4 and free T3 levels have always been normal and the TSH has been suppressed. There is a possibility that her immune system is controlling the TSH due to her multiple autoimmune diseases. Next number. The patient had a right chest port placed and is followed by Dr. Ahmed, and she has an immunoglobulin deficiency and lupus, and she is getting infusions for this once monthly. Next number, for her anxiety, continue current therapy and followed with primary care provider. Next number, for rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, she is followed by rheumatologist and the cancer specialist. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.